بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا وبعد. In the month of Ramadan, أيها الإخوة, from the things that we, when we involve ourselves in the various acts of worship, from the things that we constantly carry out throughout this month is that we make dua. That is that we ask Allah Azza wa Jal from the khair of the dunya and the hereafter. And indeed, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, ikhwan, from the jami' al-du'a and from the comprehensive supplications, that which we recite throughout Ramadan, and particularly the ad'iyah and those supplications that are to be recited if we believe we have caught Laylatul Qadr. From the du'a, of course, ikhwan, that all of you should be familiar with, the du'a of Qunut. That is a supplication of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that indeed the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me to supplicate when in qunut of witr, and then he recited the dua, Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. He mentioned the dua, ikhwan, of qunut. The dua, no doubt, in terms of that which it comprises of and that which it has within its kalimat and its wordings, though they are small, yani a few sentences, in terms of their meaning, the meaning is tremendous, and the one who supplicates to Allah Azza wa Jal by way of them, then he asks for much khair, comprehensive khair, comprehensive good. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt. O Allah, guide me among those, or guide us among those who you have guided. And that guidance we've mentioned previously is of two types. The hidayatul tawfiq and hidayatul irshad. Hidayatul irshad is the hidayah and the guidance that is presented by the people of knowledge, by the prophets and the messengers, by the ulama, by the callers. That may be accepted, it may be rejected. Hidayatul tawfiq is the acceptance and the guidance of the heart. And that is something that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. When a person makes a supplication, Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, then he asks for both types of guidance. The hidayah of irshad, that is that Allah azza wa jal blesses him with those who will instruct him, those who will teach him, those who will educate him in terms of the khair, the book and the sunnah, and its meanings, the athar and the statements of the salaf, and the sahaba ridwanallah alayhim, and how they understood what was present in the book and the sunnah. And likewise that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with the tawfiq and the guidance of the heart to accept it. And so in terms of comprehension, and in terms of that which is present within the dua, then indeed it encompasses every form of guidance. And in that is every form of khair, for the individual who supplicates with it. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt. And give afia to the one and to those who you have given afia. And this afia is a reference to soundness and security, and one being protected from the afat and from the evils of the dunya and that which is related to the affairs of the deen. When one receives afia, then he has protection and security. Protection and security as it relates to the affairs of the deen. Protection and security as it relates to the affairs of the dunya. The one who has afia, then in his deen he is not affected by the shubuhat or the shahawat. He is not affected by the bid'ah and the innovation that cause the shubuhat and the doubts in the hearts of the believers. He is not affected by those thoughts that are presented by shaitan, that are intended to misguide him from the path. He's not affected by the callers who call to the hellfire, though their kalimat and though their statements may sound fair-seeming. Similarly, he's not affected by the shahawat. That is, he's not attracted by sin. Nothing from that affects him. Allah Azza wa Jal has protected him and preserved him. And so when he makes this dua, he makes it for the afia in the affairs of the deen. Just as he makes it for afia and protection in the affairs of the dunya. And so he is protected in terms of his badan, his body. He's healthy. Allah blesses him with health. Allah Azza wa Jal gives him afiyah in relation to his wealth, gives him that which he needs, blesses him in terms of his livelihood. And so that second sentence of the dua is tremendous. وَعَافِنَا فِي مَنْ عَافَيْتْ وَتَوَلَّنَا فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتْ. And likewise, make us an ally among those who you have made an ally. Make us allies to you among those you have taken as allies. Again, ikhwan, a tremendous dua. Allahu waliyu ladhina amanu. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, Allah is the wali and Allah is the ally of those who believe. يُخْرِجُهُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He takes them from darkness to light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And those who disbelieve their awliya is taghut. They take them from nur to darkness. And Allah Azza wa Jal has likewise said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. Allah mentions that indeed that is because Allah is the mawla, the ally of those who believe. And those who disbelieve, then they have no mawla, they have no ally. And that should not be offensive to the one who doesn't believe in Allah in the first place. That we say that Allah Azza wa Jal is the mawla of the believers, and he's not the mawla of the disbelievers, then by virtue of the title, either atheist or disbeliever, you shouldn't be offended by the statement, because it is not something that you believe in anyway. Allah Azza wa Jal then taught the Messenger ﷺ, and he taught the Ummah to supplicate with this dua, وَعَافِنَا فِي مَنْ عَافَيْتْ وَتَوَلَّنَا فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتْ وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتْ. And give us barakah in that which you have given to us. Everything that you have given to us, give us barakah. That which is related to the affairs of the dunya, our wealth, our persons, our children. That which is related to the affairs of the deen, from ilm and other than that, give us barakah in that. Because indeed, if we are not mubarak and we don't have barakah in our belongings, in our wealth and in our possessions, if we don't have barakah even in our ilm, then those things, ikhwan, are of no benefit to us. If they do not have in them barakah, as Sheikh bin Uthaymeen has mentioned, indeed, the one who does not have barakah in his ilm, for example, then regardless of how much ilm he possesses, even if he has ilmun kathir, he is abundant in knowledge. If there is no barakah in his ilm, then he is ashbah ma yakun bil ummi. He is more resemblant to an illiterate person than he is to a person of knowledge. That ilm is not present in his character. It is not present in his aqidah and his belief. It is not present in his a'mal and his actions. Nothing manifests from it. Then he is more resemblant in that regard to an illiterate one. Barakah we ask then for everything that we possess. Barakah in relation to our wealth, that Allah blesses it, makes it abundant, and that Allah Azza wa Jal makes us satisfied with that which we have. That no doubt, if Allah blesses us with that, ikhwan, then there is, or the believer will need nothing if Allah Azza wa Jal grants him blessings. وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتْ وَقِينَا شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتْ. And protect us from the evil of that which you have decreed. As it relates to the shar of what Allah Azza wa Jal decrees, then our belief is that we believe in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّ. As far as it relates to the decree, then we have that which is the qadha itself, and we have that which is known as the maqdi. The qadha is the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pre-decree that Allah Azza wa Jal has determined for an affair. The maqdi is the outcome of that pre-decree. What is it that Allah has decreed would occur? And so Allah Azza wa Jal decrees. The decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is one thing. The maqdi, the outcome of that decree, is another. And so, for example, when one makes dua, or when we look at the decree that is khair, the qadha is khair. The qadha itself, the judgment itself is good. The outcome of the judgment is good. But it may be that an affair is decreed, the outcome of the affair to the human being is not good. For example, that an individual suffers from a famine. or that he loses a child. That in terms of the individual is not considered good. He doesn't look at it as good. And so that is what is considered, or that is what is intended with شَرُّ مَا قَضَيْتِ, the evil of what has been decreed. As far as the decree itself as it relates to Allah Azza wa Jal, then as it relates to Allah, then that which was intended by what was decreed is good. All of the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is good. And nothing from evil is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. Shar, evil, is not attributed to you. And that is because of the fact that it is something relative. It is evil as it relates to the human being, but the qada itself, the judgment itself, has in it khair and good, even though that human being at that time is not able to see the khair that was present within it. إِنَّكَ تَقْضِي وَلَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْكَ. Indeed, you decree and no one decrees over you. إِنَّهُ لَا يَعِزُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتَ لَا يَذِلُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتَ. The one that you have taken as an ally, then indeed no one can humiliate him. وَلَا يَعِزُّ مَنْ عَادَيْتَ. And the one that you have taken as an enemy, then there's no one that can give him izzah and honor. And that, no doubt, ikhwan, is just as Allah Azza wa Jal has said. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْأَذَلِّينَ كتب الله لأغلبن أنا ورسلي إن الله قوي عزيز. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, indeed those who fight against Allah and His Messenger, indeed they are the ones that will be humiliated. كتب الله لأغلبن أنا ورسلي. Allah has decreed, I shall overcome, I, me and my messengers. إن الله قوي عزيز. Indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is strong and mighty. That then is the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, bi'ani mutlaqan, that Allah Azza wa Jal, absolutely, He and His messengers shall overcome. And no one asks and questions Allah Azza wa Jal concerning what He does, but they will be questioned. And so Allah Azza wa Jal, in this dua that the messenger was given and he conveyed to his ummah, we have this comprehensive khair. As Allah Azza wa Jal, as the Prophet sallam, he taught the ummah, وَلَا يَذِلُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتَ إِنَّهُ لَا يَذِلُّ مَنْ وَالَيْتَ وَلَا يَعِزُّ مَنْ عَادَيْتَ تَبَارَكْتَ رَبَّنَا وَتَعَالَيْتَ. Indeed, تَبَارَكْتَ, that you are the one, you are the source of barakah, you are blessed, and indeed you are exalted. And then the messenger would seek forgiveness and he would fall into sujood, and that forgiveness, no doubt, ikhwan, after all of that comprehensive dua, the one thing that will seal it is that we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us. نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. That indeed that we seek your forgiveness, O Allah, and we make tawbah to you. We repent to you for our shortcomings, our misdeeds. If you accept the rest of that dua, and then it is sealed with that acceptance of that maghfirah, فَأَنْتَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ فِي خَيْرٍ. Indeed, without doubt, you are upon khair. And that is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the affair of Laylatul Qadr, when Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked, if it is that I catch Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught her, you should say, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That you should say, oh Allah, indeed you are afu. You are the one that pardons and you love to pardon, so pardon me. And this sifa, ikhwan, and we'll round up with this. This sifa of al-afu, and the name of Allah, al-afu, differs slightly, ikhwan, from the affair of maghfirah. As it relates to the dua, نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ اللَّهَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ, that we seek your forgiveness, O Allah, and we make tawbah to you. The affair of istighfar and tawbah differs slightly from the affair of al-afu, and of the pardon of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as Ahlul Ilm have mentioned. Maghfirah, in terms of its meaning, returns back to as-satar. Returns back to the affair of Allah covering the servant, covering him over, yani guarding him and his misdeeds, and protecting him from that being exposed to the people and forgiving him. But the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla with some sin, There are certain sins, even though they are forgiven, there is an outcome that manifests within the dunya. Just as it occurred with Adam. Allah Azza wa Jal forgave Adam when he partook in the tree. And they made that dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us, if you do not have mercy upon us and forgive us, we shall be from the losers. And Allah Azza wa Jal forgave them. But it did not prevent that which Allah decreed from the manifestation and the effect of that sin manifesting, which was that they would leave and be expelled from Jannah and they would have to dwell on earth. And that was from the effect of the sin, even though Allah Azza wa Jal had forgiven them. And so the affair of maghfirah and forgiveness returns back to the meanings of as-satar. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives His servant. He will not be taken to account, even though the sin itself may have some manifestations, some ramification. And that likewise is the meaning of the statement of the Messenger of Allah in the Khutbatul Hajjah, when he used to say, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. We seek refuge in Allah, مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا, that we seek refuge in Allah from the evils within our own selves, وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. The two statements are not the same. The second statement, وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا, from the evil outcomes of our actions. Because from sin, there are those sins that even if Allah Azza wa Jal forgives them, there may be an effect related to that sin that manifests in the dunya. And so the Prophet ﷺ used to make that statement in the Khutbatul Hajjah, we seek refuge from the evils within ourselves, وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا, and from the evil manifestations of our actions. That is as it relates to maghfirah. As it relates to the statement afu wal afu, the affair of afu differs slightly. And that is that with maghfirah, Allah Azza wa Jal covers over His servant, though they may be an effect from the sin. While the affair of the afu of Allah Azza wa Jal returns back to the meanings of al-mahu. And that is that Allah Azza wa Jal blots out, that He removes in totality the sin and the effect of the sin. And so when a person asks for afu, he asks not only that Allah Azza wa Jal pardons him, but he asks for a pardon that has no ramifications, no effect, no manifestation in the dunya. And of course, ikhwan, that is exactly what every single servant will desire and will wish for. And so the Messenger of Allah, he taught Aisha, and it is no doubt a dua for the whole ummah, that if you believe it is Laylatul Qadr and you think that you've caught it, then you should make that comprehensive statement, that tremendous dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Indeed, you are the one that pardons, you love to pardon. So pardon me, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He pardons and overlooks us in this Ramadan. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He accepts from us our qiyam and our siyam, and makes us, ikhwan, gathers us among the prophets and the messengers, fi a'la al-jannah, and makes us indeed, ikhwan, from among those who enter that jannah, khalidina fiha. Nasala subhanahu wa ta'ala wa fikana wa iyaakum lima yuhibbuhu wa yarda wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabina Muhammad. A quick note, ikhwan, likewise, as far as it relates to the dua, innaka afu, there is a version of the hadith that has the wording, innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. The wording kareem is al-ziyada da'ifa. It is an additional wording that is not established. in any of the authentic chains of narration. What is established is إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌّ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَأَفْوَ عَنِّي.